Hey, control yourself, men. Don't get so drunk that you'll pass out here or run us into a cliff when we get back on the water. Remember, this is just a quick supply trip. You know I don't like being on land, so we gotta keep our senses sharp. This place could be crawling with bandits, thieves, and pickpockets and the like. So finish up this round, and we're getting out of here. All right? Yeah, cry me a river. We can only get booze like this on land, blah, 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 blah. You can buy all the booze you want once we chase down this score. Hell, we'll all be set for life if we get a hold of treasure like that. Think about that. More riches than you know what to do with. Your wildest dreams right in the palm of your hand. So, don't lose focus. Eyes on the prize. Understand? Good. I'm gonna head out and get the ship ready for departure. Those guys. How in the hell are we still alive with a crew like that? Huh? Oh, hi. Can I help you? Spare change? Yeah, I have some. Hold on, let me just check my... Hey! What do you think you're doing? Don't even try to squirm away. You'll rip off your own hand before I let go of it. Trying to pickpocket me while I'm not looking. Huh? Fool. I've been pickpocketing since the day I learned to walk. Nothing gets past me. Especially not amateurs like you. I saw your hand coming from a mile away. You're sorry, huh? Whatever. I have way more important things to deal with than a lowlife like you. Consider yourself lucky. Because I could do so much worse if I wanted to. Or if I was just bored. Now scram. Hey, wait, stop. Come back here. Seriously, this isn't a trap. Look, I'm sorry if I scared you. I'm just a bit on edge right now, is all. It's hard to explain. Look, you needed my money for food, right? Haven't eaten in days, jeez. That's rough. The crew of my ship's having drinks in that bar there. How about I take you in and buy you something to eat? Hey, I insist. It's a free meal. Just say yes. It's the least I can do for you. Good. Come on, let's go. Don't thank me. Just being charitable. I understand how hard it is to live in poverty. Eating scraps. Going to sleep freezing. I started out like that, you know. Well, yeah. Now I'm a captain, and I've got a ship and a crew, and that's great and all, but I couldn't have made it here alone. I had to be helped along, too. Anyway, wow, sorry for rambling. Here, have a seat. Hey, bartender. Get this one right here, a whole loaf of bread and the biggest fish you've got. Put on my dab. Yes, the whole fish. You heard me. Get on it. Hey, I said you don't need to thank me. Pay me back. No. This is my treat. Don't worry about that. Well, actually, how about this? Give me a story. I've heard every single one of my crewmen's life stories more times than I can count. I'm starved for anyone. How'd you end up like this? I'm curious.
What? Really?
Wait, you were born into a wealthy family. I never would have guessed. An overseas trading company, huh? No wonder there are all kinds of goods being shipped around nowadays. So, you know, how did you end up like this?
Pirates? You mean pirates took down your family business?
Can I ask your last name? No reason, I'm just curious.
Ah, I see. Recognize it? No, can't say I do. Sorry. Well, look, here's your food. Eat up. I'm gonna head out now. Better get my crew out here before they drink themselves sick. It was nice meeting you. I hope things get better. Bye now.
Bastard. I knew it. You're the heir to that company. The one I plundered for all that it was worth.
That job earned me the position of captain.
You've been tracking me, haven't you? All the way to this island, waiting for the perfect opportunity to strike to take your revenge, huh?
It's like I told you. I have so much experience with these kind of things under my belt.
You have no idea. I'm tough as nails. I'm sharp as a knife. I knew something was amiss ever since the moment I stepped onto dry land here. And do you know why? Because unlike you was born with a silver spoon in your mouth, I had to claw my way up in this world. You'll never, ever know what that's like. And you had the audacity to try and trick me by pretending you were the victim of the same shit your family is perpetrating. How ironic. Oh, watch, are you going to beg me for mercy again? Look at you. All high and mighty till you got a blade pressed against your throat.
Now you're like a fish out of water. You're realizing that you can't just cry to mommy and daddy whenever you have a problem and let them fix it for you.
And guess what? I'm not letting you go this time. You can't fool me twice. Now that I have you, you're not getting away. Oh, no. I'm not gonna kill you. That would really be such a waste. Not all pirates are bloodthirsty animals, you know. No. I have a much better use for you. You know, my crew and I are getting ready to finish off your family's company for good. Right after we depart this port, we're gonna head right to your last storehouse. We already have everything set up. But now that we've gotten a hold of a priceless company heir, I think a little diplomacy will solve both of our problems. Your family does specialize in trade, after all, doesn't it?
It's so nice to be back at sea. This is where I belong. Don't you love it out here? The smell of the salt water, the sound of the waves against the hull, the wood creaking, the cloth of the sails flapping, seagulls flying overhead.
What?
Cat caught your tongue. Oh, you're just seasick. That's hilarious and adorable. Welcome aboard, softy. You're about to find out what the world's like outside of your parents' chateau. You ready? You don't look so ready. There's a ledge over there if you can't hold it. Don't you dare dirty my deck. I just had it cleaned. All right, then. What am I gonna do with you? Jeez, don't look so scared, little one. You're probably worth more than this whole ship. I wouldn't dare put a scratch on you. Don't worry, you'll be well fed and cared for. Like I said, pirates aren't the monsters you probably heard they are. Think of us as business people, just dealing with less than legal goods and affairs. Simple as that. But with that being said, it really would be such a waste to leave a pretty thing like you alone for such a long voyage. Look at you backing away from me, your eyes wide and glossy with fear. You're really cute when you're scared, you know. Kind of makes me want to mess with you a little.
Oh, come on, don't act like you're not enjoying this.
Let me tell you something. I've been doing this for a long, long time. I've been in situations where life or death of me and my crew depended on my ability to read people and get into their heads to protect their next move. You can't hide anything from me.
You think you're so smart. Mommy and Daddy probably told you all that all your life, haven't they? Well, guess what? You may have studied at the most expensive university in the world. You may be able to name every star in the sky and every fish in the sea, but you're just book smart. If you'd actually spent any time out on the ocean, you'd know that the seal is much smarter than the shark. They like to balance rocks on their noses in their free time, you know. You should see it. It's pretty adorable. But they never see the shark coming when it swims up from below. The seal might be able to identify the shape of a shark, to recognize its sharp fins, its pointy nose, and its sleek body. But the shark knows that none of that matters if the seal can't see it. All that to say, you've got a little crush on me, don't you? No. Okay, that confirms it. Hey, don't be shy, I get it. I am quite dashing, aren't I? A life of adventure, constantly being on the run from the toughest men and beasts this world can throw at me. It keeps me in good shape, I must say. But that's not why you're so drawn to me, is it? You're probably so bored of beauty that an angel wouldn't even turn your head. Or with the fact that you can just buy any lover in the world at the snap of your fingers. But you can't buy me. And that's what makes me so irresistible, isn't it? For the first time ever, something is out of your reach. I'm not wooed by your riches. I'm not swooning for your looks. Although you are a cute little thing. No, I'm too good for you. You heard me, and you know it. I'm too good for you. And that makes you so, so weak for me. You've never been talked down to like this before, have you? Not answering, I see. So it's true then. Oh, it is so true. Look at you bawling your fists with rage, you cute little lip curling at the edges. Oh gosh, you really are adorable when you're mad, you know that? Come on, don't get so worked up, I'm just teasing you. Have a little fun. This is my ship, remember? You may be young, royal, highness, whatever anywhere else, but here, I'm the captain. I'm the queen, and you're just my guest here. I'm giving you a free ride home after all, am I not? So, for my sake and yours really, I suggest you start showing me a little respect. Which means keeping that feisty little attitude of yours locked up. Because let me tell you something. Being out on the sea, it's no game. I may be taking you on a little cruise, for free too, I might add, but I expect you to obey my every order. This ship is a very well-oiled machine, and I take its proper functioning very seriously. So what I'm trying to say is, don't get in my way. But that won't be a problem if you do as you're told. I guess that makes you part of the crew, doesn't it? Hey, chin up. That's a small honor. The rest of these men had to earn that title by doing things you can't even begin to imagine. Wrestling crocodiles, harpooning leviathans, going toe-to-toe with some of the fiercest naval captains on the seas. What? Impressed? Yes, I'm serious. We pirates live on the edge. The way I see it, that's what makes it all worth it. Having fun and not worrying about what'll happen next. You know what I said to you before about how I've had to claw my way through life since birth? That was no lie. I was like you too. Born with a silver spoon in my mouth, that's why I know you so well. But I left that because I had everything. But at the same time, I had nothing. But now, I couldn't ask for more. Anyway, sorry for rambling. That's probably the alcohol talking. Hey, speaking of alcohol, we always have a little drinking part to commemorate a new member. Oh, don't tell me you're going to back out of this one. It's been a long day for you, hasn't it? You could do something to loosen up. That's what I thought. Well, come on. You may not be here forever, but as long as you're on my ship, you're part of my crew.